Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Wednesday morning in the Delaware Valley, but I'm still locked in on Sunday. I don't know about anybody else. Rhea's back. Good to see you, Rhea.
Hello.
Condolences to you and your family for the loss.
I really
appreciate that. We miss you, as always. We have an amazing radio program. We're going to cover it all today, Al. But my obsession will remain on one thing. Why was I, an aging male, ready for Sunday's game at 1 o'clock against the Giants? The Eagles were not. And we are going to try to probe that today in a much different way. Who could we ask, Al, who would have a better answer than a man who was on the field for the first two Giants drives, Brandon Graham?
Yep, he's always ready.
See a truth teller.
That guy's ready for everything.
Is he not the spirit of that team?
Yep.
I want to know where the spirit was on Sunday. He will be on this program in this hour at 6:40 to explain what happened. I will momentarily give you what Jim Schwartz said yesterday. Get hip boots. There was a lot of manure being slung around at the NovaCare complex via Zoom yesterday. He set a record, Schwartz, he did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God. Anyway, also on this show, Al, because I'm already seeing calls up here. Wow. They want to talk about the current state of the Phillies.
Oh, boy.
Somebody, Al, they want Theo Epstein.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, that's a pipe dream. But we are going to bring on Todd Zielecki at 7:20 to try to explain to us why the sudden change in tactics by John Middleton. Now he does want to replace Andy McPhail.
Yeah.
And now it appears, Al, every day there's new rumors. For a month and a half, there was nothing. And now they can't wait to get rid of Andy.
Somebody's willing to move?
Andy, my wife showed me yesterday, I can warm my car up from inside the house.
Yes, you can.
I could hit a button.
Yep.
You just learned that.
I'm going to warm my car up.
You better be careful
if Andy needs a ride to the airport.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to hit that button.
I haven't actually used it yet.
You haven't hit the button in years.
I'm going to blow something up.
Yeah.
Major fire at Chestnut Hill. No, thank you. That's why I bring in the toaster. At 8 o'clock, Al, Jeff McClain will be on because he's covering the team and he knows the inner workings of the Eagles better than anybody.
Yeah.
We'll run all this stuff by him. At 9 o'clock, Kyle Newbeck will be on. He does some Eagles work, but he's primarily Sixers, and we will get you ready for the draft tonight.
A lot of moves already, boy.
The first one under Daryl Morey, who is known for moves, Al, but so far has stood pat. I think he wants to see what Doc can do with this roster.
That's what I think.
Because they haven't had a coach yet.
He'll do something.
Once you have an actual coach, that could change it. We have a guest at 8:25. I'm not going to give you his name now because you'll think I'm making it up anyway. But it involves a man now who's come up with the all-time greatest frozen pizza.
Really?
Oh, nice.
He's part of the Pizzadelphia thing. Getting ready to go. And the guy is coming on the show. And his actual name, I will not give to you. Because there's a lot of name stuff going on today. I'm not going to get to it either. I can't lie, Al. I'm pretty proud. Okay. You know, got a little national recognition yesterday.
Oh, what happened?
I'll play it for you later. I'm pretty puffy chested.
He's a legend now.
About it.
Nice.
Let me be honest.
He's made
about
it to the big time.
Can I be honest with you, Jonesy? It's kind of long overdue, don't you think?
Yeah, I believe it is.
It's about time the country started to see my work.
Oh, cool. Yay.
And see it in the exciting way. You people who are listening have been enjoying
for years.
They see.
Bingo.
This is a big moment for me. I can't wait to get home and get greeted by my family.
Nice.
But let me start with Jim Schwartz. Because, the big mystery of Sunday was how a team could wait 2 weeks, have a huge game on the schedule against a team they had already beaten, a bad team, 2-7, and not be ready for the football game. Not be ready.
Yeah.
I still don't get it. I don't know. What were they doing for 2 weeks? Was there a Parcheesi tournament?
No, you're not allowed to ask.
Where were they?
You can't go anywhere.
Where did they go?
I don't know.
Anyway, fortunately for us, Jim Schwartz was there, Al. And Jim Schwartz had the whole thing explained about the slow start. Let's listen.
You know, obviously, you want to start fast. We didn't start fast in this game. Rallied a little bit, but it wasn't enough. We couldn't overcome that. Those first two drives, there were so many plays that we were an inch away from making a play, an inch away from getting a sack strip or a pass knockdown or, you know, something like that. We didn't make those plays in this game, and we paid the price for it with a loss.
Inch away from what?
From being 2 inches away.
What's an inch away?
Well, you know.
Jonesy, tell me about an inch.
Yeah, you had a lot of
them. Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Right away.
Jonesy,
hit the button, buddy. Start the car.
Jonesy.
Yes.
Could you focus, please?
Yeah,
focus.
Yes.
I don't want to stop badly like the Eagles did
Correct,
on Sunday.
Yes.
All right, Jonesy. Isn't every play an inch away? Can
yes.
you always say that in hockey? Yeah,
sometimes you're a mile away, yeah. and those are the obvious ones,
right.
but they were not an inch away in this
they
game.
Were awful.
I mean, they
How
were,
does your the next day, you're telling people, man, I know we were bad, but we were almost really good.
And really, the entire loss, in my eyes, was on the defense.
Yep.
The key moments, they're the ones that
they're not going to do. The same play that beat them here.
That's the scary part.
Why don't I play that for you? Because Jim Schwartz did acknowledge and identify that as a defining moment in the game. Here's the play Al is referring to.
On first down, handoff goes to nobody. In fact, it's a keeper, and Daniel Jones runs all the way into the end zone.
And does that sound easy? It was even easier if you were watching on TV. There was no one there.
No one.
Hey, it was 20-some yards right down the field.
If you were watching on TV, the most annoying part was throughout the game.
Yeah.
I don't know who the announcers were on TV.
Spielman was one of them.
Yes.
They kept saying that they talked to him before this game, and he kept saying, we have to deal. That's going to be a real problem, their quarterback running. I'm like, if you knew that they continued to stress it the entire game. He's so worried about this. Like,
Schwartz wanted everyone to know yesterday that he was well aware of that play and that they had practiced it relentlessly to make sure it wouldn't happen
there
again.
There was virtually no evidence.
Oh, really?
And here is Jim explaining how nothing that happened there surprised him, but they still blew it.
First game, it was a little bit of a surprise. They ran out of a formation we hadn't seen before. But it was embarrassing in this game because they ran out of the exact same formation, and we fit it wrong. And the guy that's supposed to be there for the quarterback wasn't there. Nobody else got off any blocks, and he made us pay with a touchdown.
All right, it may have been Josh White. It may have been one of the linebackers. Somebody wasn't there. He wouldn't identify who. I didn't expect him to. But then he went further about the run out, and again, annoyed.
All those rushing yards count, and particularly the quarterbacks. And like I said, it was disappointing that it was a play that we had practiced and we had worked hard on after the first week. And the very first time we ran it, we made multiple mistakes on that play. And that caused a little bit of a chain reaction in those first two series. And we were finally able to get that fire put out, but it was too late.
All right, that isn't accurate either, because they ran it in from 20-some yards out. They started at their own 15.
Mm-hmm. No.
They negotiated 60-some yards prior to that mishap. They were already getting their ass kicked long before the run. The run was just kind of like the cherry on the cake.
Their running backs were pushing people over.
It was – he's now making it sound like – up till then, we had control of this thing. And then that play happened. All of a sudden, man, if dominoed. We didn't know. I don't even know if he believes what he's saying or if he just thinks he can sell this to a bunch of dopes.
Well, he ain't
which
selling
is
it to
it?
Anybody. He ain't selling anything. Nobody buying it.
What is... you know what, Josie? This is what it comes down to. A little later, I'm going to play you a riff by Colin Coward, who obviously is a big fan of mine. and he talks about how important it is to have coaches who know what to do and prepare their teams so that this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So when you see a fail, that's spectacular. Doesn't it set off alarms that the coaches on this staff are not doing their jobs?
100%. And that's why he's telling you in what his right. in his answers
yeah.
that he had them prepared for it. He doesn't want to give you the name of an individual player that missed the tackle or was in the wrong spot. He's claiming that he had them ready, and throughout practice, they were prepared for that play, and
right,
they
Josie.
Didn't execute it properly, and he had designed the play for them
he
to stop
He did
it.
His job.
He did
right,
his
but
job.
Hold on.
That's what he's saying.
All right, so let's just say he's right that they had practiced that play and they were ready for it,
yeah.
even though they blew it.
Yes.
All right? They weren't mentally ready to play the
no,
game.
No, they weren't.
And that's
yep.
his job, too.
That's a huge part of his job. But he's telling you that he did his job, and that's a scary thing.
Well, if he's doing that, if he's already trying to tell you that he did all he could, what am I supposed to do with these players? He's throwing his GM under the bus.
That's what yeah. he's doing.
But that defensive line's supposed to be one of the best ones in football.
They are, and his GM has had his back. His coaching staff was not broken up. It was on the offensive side where things changed.
All right, but then after that, Jonesy, they got things under control.
Oh, yeah.
Things were going much better. In fact, the Eagles were back in the game because Boston Scott skidded down the sideline. And he got in from like 60 yards out, and now that's a game.
Mm-hmm.
And now here comes the defense on the field. Boom, boom, 65 yards.
Yep.
27-38.
Same play on both sides of the
field. 27-38. And he's going to explain this because Ruben Francow, even though the previous day he had gotten into it with the coach interrogated Ruben on how much he had seen, which, yeah. I'm on Ruben's side on that
yeah.
one. The coach was a little over the top there.
Yes.
But now, so Al, these two plays, they went right in and they got the big lead back and it was over at that point,
yeah.
right? In both big throws, the defender never looked back for the ball.
Correct.
And both of them were fairly close to the receiver, but had no idea when the ball was coming.
Yep.
And I have seen this with the Eagles for years, and that's coaching too.
Yes, it is. And that's technique, and they have never figured it out.
No. Anyway, Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Began to interrogate Jim Schwartz about those two big throws that cut the throat of the Eagles on Sunday.
Hey, Jim. In the third quarter, they had that sequence where after Boston's touchdown made it 14-11, they had Jones hit Shepard for 27, and then he hit Golden Tate for 38 yards. I mean, that was a key sequence there. What did you see on those two plays?
Oh, no. Yeah, you're 100% right. That was huge. We had gone to more man-to-man. And when you do, it makes you a little bit more vulnerable down the field. And we need to respond in those man-to-man situations. Like you said, they were going – it wasn't one guy. You know, they were going after multiple guys in our back end. You're not going to make every one of those plays. You know, there's talented receivers. But you got to battle. We can't give up three completions for good chunks and them have a long drive and be able to take the momentum right back from us.
Rhea, impressed?
Well, I mean, he stated the truth. I mean, he didn't try to hide it, but it doesn't make it feel any better.
Well, he went to man-to-man. Why? Why? I'm going to
stop
keep
the quarterback
the
from
question.
Running.
Rest of the morning, I'm going to ask the same question. He described a lot of mm-hmm. stuff. Did he ever say why? Did you ever say why they weren't ready to play the game?
No, but you listen. You look at what the Giants did by mixing in the run and the pass.
Yeah.
And why they were able to move so effectively on him because it kept the Eagles' defense
yeah.
off kilter. He might want to go over and tell his coach
right.
to do
can
it.
Can I focus on him for a second?
I understand that,
here,
but that's
I know
what
you
want to
get the other guy, but I want to get this guy right now because he's the one who was talking yesterday. He was looking me in the face. He was lying to me. Now, maybe he's lying to himself, and that's why
he's
lying to me.
He's telling
but
me.
But you cannot tell me. You never addressed the question of why.
Yeah.
Why wasn't your team ready? Why did you make all these mistakes? Why mentally did you check out from a football game you should have won and desperately needed to win? That is why. Why do you hold a news conference? I swear, at the end of that, Josie, if I'm there, I'm going, there's only one thing you didn't really deal with here, Jim. Why did all this happen? I need to know why a team that's supposed to be far superior to the other teams in the division played that football game on Sunday.
And what are you going to do about it?
And what, I know
it's
what
one thing not to
it.
Hold players and use their names in public. That's one thing. But what are you doing to make sure that they don't play that poorly the next time?
I can give you an answer to what they're going to do about it because I've been watching these guys for a long time. Nothing.
Exactly.
They're going to do nothing. And I am at the peak of frustration. Today, I'm just going after the whole coaching staff. Because, look, these players, whatever, they are not ready to play football. I got a coach who's snapping at everybody this week. I got this guy who's piling manure up so high I can't see over it. These guys are not even being honest, maybe with themselves. Mm. They're certainly not being honest with me. I didn't get any answers.
Because you have nothing from them.
Oh, my God. 215-592.
You'll get it at 640.
Maybe, but you know what, Rhea? I don't know. Is he going to throw anybody under the bus?
No, he's not going to throw anybody under the bus. But there's two people on that team who are capable of being honest without throwing people under the bus. It's Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce.
You're 100% right. And we have had them both as regulars. And Brandon's on in 20, 25 minutes, whatever it is. But I want to tell you something right now, Rhea. My first question, I'll tell you right now. Why? Yeah. I just want to know why that happened. Somebody has to have an answer to why that happened. When you had 2 weeks to mentally prepare while in isolation during a pandemic, please, our fan base, me, you, everybody out there listening, we deserve a hell of a lot better than what we got Sunday and, frankly, what we have gotten so far Monday and Tuesday because we still don't have any answers to what happened on that football field. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 616.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.